This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, April 24th. God's word for you today is know and understand. Our scripture reading is taken from 1 Kings 3, verse 9 and 12. And it says, give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. I will do what you have asked. I will give you a wise and discerning heart, so that there will never have been anyone like you, nor will there ever be. Every time you see a door, you have to make a decision whether to go through it or not. You have to decide whether to take the handle and open the door or not. There are certain doors that you have walked through that you should not have walked through. There are some doors that you should have walked past. There are other doors that you want to walk through, but you cannot. And there are still some other doors that are not worth walking through. Every door is a decision. Doors are metaphors for the choices we make in our everyday lives. The second thing we need to know and understand about doors is our destiny will be shaped by which doors we walk past and which doors we walk through. The truth is, there are certain doors that once you spot them, just keep moving, do not stop. You do not need to open the door. Many of us have walked through a door that we thought was the right door, but in retrospect, we see it was the wrong door. Deuteronomy 30 verse 15 says, today I am giving you a choice. You can choose life and success or death and disaster. There are some doors that you walk through and it takes years for you to recover. I pray that you will not walk through such doors in Jesus' name. Likewise, there are certain choices that you make that will burn your time, burn your energy, burn your efforts, and give no results. So how do you identify such doors, since you cannot see what is behind the door? How do you know what door to open? You do not get to experience the person you get married to before you decide to get married to the person. Even if you decide to live together, to cohabit, you still will never really get to know how the person will behave as a married man or married woman. You have many job options before you. How do you know the one to take? The truth is, until you start the job, you never know if it is going to be heaven or hell. How do you know which option to take? You know by a word called discernment. I pray in the name of Jesus that God will fill you with the spirit of discernment in the mighty name of Jesus. One of the things that I'm totally grateful to God of heaven for is the grace to be filled with discernment. I acknowledge it in my life, and I am grateful to God for the ability to look at options and know the right one. How do I know? I can discern by the Spirit of God the right door, and I am right. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, Holy Spirit, guide me, oh, guide me. I need direction, guide me, oh, guide me. For you know the way, guide me, oh. You never fail, guide me, oh. Amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.